The owner of a lonely heart. Next up, or should I say next down? If you're going to limbo, I guess that's what you got to do is get down. Soul Limbo, Booker T and the MGs.
We'll be right back.
Booker T and the MGs. It's called Soul Limbo. Speaking of being in shape and doing the limbo, how does the president shape up against his predecessors? Pretty well, according to a bodybuilding magazine, at least when it comes to staying fit. Muscle Building Illustrated rates Abe Lincoln a strong contender because of his rail splitting, and Teddy Roosevelt's exploits as a rough rider place him high on the fitness list. But the champion is Ronald Reagan. His winning credentials, he pumps iron, chops wood, rides horses, and most important, he's alive. Says the magazine's publisher, you can't go back and honor a president who's no longer here. Charlie Tuna. First impressions and third-party information. That's how some people judge others. Stationed overseas, you might hear half-truths or exaggerations about life back home. While many people admire certain qualities of American life, some do not. For instance, they might think our informal way of dealing with each other is disrespectful, or that our high standard of living is proof positive that we care more about material things than goals and ideals. The difference in cultures can tend to cause misunderstandings. This is where you can help set the record straight. Many countries had highly developed cultures long before America was on the map. And naturally, the people have pride in their own heritage and values. They will get to know America by getting to know you. So give it your best. Common sense and courtesy are ways of making friends and keeping them for yourself and for your country. And now, another Charlie Tuna radio serial.
That Mrs. Peavy says she's had enough. She's revolting.
I know. I've seen her. Husband's no bargain either. Put out the lights.
Stop it if you want to. I know you can. No other man snores like you.
How do you know?
I talk to my women friends. Their husbands sleep so quietly, they have to keep waking them to see if they're dead.
No use to coming or going.
That's the third call I've had this week. I wouldn't mind so much, except I can hardly walk to the phone on this horrible sprained ankle of mine.
Who told you to sprain your ankle?
Nobody told me. I was trying to hang my clothes in the closet, and I slid my foot on one of your old bourbon bottles.
Heavens, Blanche, did you break it?
No, it's only a sprain.
I mean the bottle.
The bottle was empty, and I might have known you wouldn't be thinking of me.
Always thinking of you. Put out the lights.
I will not. My ankle's so swollen now, I think I better call the doctor.
You don't need the doctor. If you keep exercising it, it'll be fine. Go take a walk around the block.
I just know I can't walk at all anymore.
How do you know until you test it? Go on, kick the cat a few times and see how it feels.
How can you be like that, John? Why don't you do something for me?
In the morning.
I can't understand what's happened to you, John. You used to be so considerate. Since you married me, you've got no sympathy at all.
I have, too. I got everybody's sympathy.
That's right. Add insult to injury. The least you can do is get up and massage my ankle.
Okay, I'll massage it. Where's the chicken fat?
Chicken fat? You and your insane remedies. Go get one of those elastic bandages.
Where will I get an elastic bandage at 2 o'clock in the morning?
There's an all-night drugstore 3 blocks from here.
Blanche, darling, just rest now, and I'll get you the bandage in the morning.
What good is that? How do I know my ankle will still hurt in the morning?
I'll twist it.
Stay tuned, and don't miss the next radio serial.
Turn on the light. We're gonna have a party tonight. For a rocker. For a rocker. I know it's late and you're already down. You ain't ready for people around. I'm gonna tell you something I found out. Whatever you think life is about, whatever life may hold in store, things will happen that you won't be ready. Right. I'm gonna dig it out and wear it tonight for a rocker. started tonight for
Jackson Brown. Boy, there's one for a rocker. Charlie, tune up next for all those people out there who like to take a holiday. Here's a musical one from Madonna. We'll be right back. Madonna and Charlie Tuna with The Holiday. There's a Connecticut doctor who says the holiday is over for his profession. He wrote in a syndicated newspaper column that the MD degree is a license to steal, and he's been charged now with violating medical ethics. Dr. Peter Gott says he was tired of giving advice on herpes and heartburn and decided to use his column to criticize the excesses of his profession. He's knocked the medicos who talk more about golf than their patients, and he's urged people who have to spend more than 45 minutes in the waiting room to bill the doctor for their time. Dr. Gott's fellow physicians have diagnosed him as a big mouth, and they've asked the local medical society to censure or expel him. Charlie Tuna. Master Sergeant Patrick Conley was assigned to an Air Force field maintenance squad. He observed that gasoline turbine engines were used to generate the electricity that was used for maintenance before and after flights. Sergeant Conley suggested that it would be more economical to replace those turbines with diesel-powered sets. This idea ended up saving the Air Force over $9 million, and Sergeant Conley earned over $10,000 for his suggestion. If you have an idea which will save money, increase safety, or improve efficiency, it could be valuable. Contact your personnel officer or your suggestion awards office. In today's military, good ideas pay off.
People talk.
Eye of the Tiger served as the theme for one movie, Rocky III. Now it seems it'll be used for another. The Scotti Brothers, which record Survivor and closed the deal for the Rocky III theme, are developing a feature film based on the song. That's getting mileage out of a hit. Meanwhile, Jim Peterick of Survivor has dropped out of the USO's 1st Airborne Rock and Roll Division to return to the studio and record a new album. Lisa Hartman has re-recorded Where the Boys Are, number 4 hit in 1961 for Connie Francis. The song is being used again as the theme for Alan Carr's remake of that movie. Genesis' Tony Banks is scoring 2010 Odyssey 2, the sequel to 2001, which just started filming and is due out around next Christmas. Neil Young is preparing to record a new album with Crazy Horse by testing material in Bay Area nightclubs. It's expected he'll do at least one more club gig before heading into the studio. And two prominent British bands have current records about living actors just coming out. Banarama has recorded a song called Robert De Niro's Waiting, and the band was recently spotted with the actor. De Niro was apparently quite surprised someone wanted to write a song about him. Meanwhile, Madness has released a single called Michael Caine, and the actor appears in the video for the record.
People talk.
Sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, maybe an eternal way. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
Believe in, 'cause you are gold.
the rush has gone, I hope you find a little more fun. Remember, we were partners in crime. It's only 2 years ago, the man with the suit and the face, he knew that he was there on the case. Now he's in love with you, he's in love with you. My love is like a high prison wall, and you can leave me standing so tall. Girl, I always believe in your soul. Love is like a high prison wall, and you can leave me standing so tall. Girl, I always believe in your soul.
Ballet and Gold here with Charlie Tuna. Somebody was listening earlier this hour is doing the gator down on the floor here in the studio, and you said what?
I remember that from when I was in high school, and there's another part to it.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, the girl dances, actually the girl's supposed to dance on her back.
Uh-huh.
And dances on his palms and toes. Over.
Dances on his palms and toes?
Yeah,
over?
That's what we used to do to get thrown out of dances.
I love it. That's going to have to can it for another hour, another day at Charlie Tuna. Thank you very much for sharing some more time out of your busy schedules with me. Before we say our goodbyes today, a very special hello to all our friends and listeners at FBN Tokyo. We'll see you back here tomorrow. And until then, keep it here and stay tuned.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.